broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
Welcome back to world famous Phil Hendry Show, every night here until 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast. The news, talk, and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. Tom Steelworth will join us. Tom is one of our many contributors when it comes to sports, and we do have a sports story we want to look at. There's actually a couple of sports stories that are significant. They grab my interest. I hope they grab yours. One is this caddy for Tiger Williams. Tiger, if I say that one more time,
guy's name is Tiger Woods, man. Can't you figure it out or something?
You did it, man. I'm sorry. Tiger Williams is a hockey player, and Tiger Woods is
but Tiger Woods don't play hockey.
I know he doesn't play hockey. Tiger Woods is the golfer, and I don't know why.
Maybe it's because they like both swing like a club.
Maybe, yeah.
That's the nuttiest thing I ever. What do you mean swing on a club? Not even the same thing.
You're right, it's not the same thing, unless you're Billy Madison, you know.
What?
Oh, yeah, that was a pretty good show. Billy Madison, he played hockey, then a good a golfer.
What are you talking about? Billy Madison doesn't even exist. It's all a figment of the imaginations. The guy that you're talking about here, Tiger Wood, never played hockey, never will either, because he's black. You're not, well, I guess you are allowed, but they don't.
You know, what do you mean you're not allowed? Now you sound like an idiot.
Well, I'm just saying.
You ain't saying nothing. You're right. I blew it. It's not Tiger Williams. It's Tiger Woods. Although Billy Madison did play hockey, and then...
Yeah, but he's not a real guy.
You know Billy Madison. I'm not saying he's a real guy, but it could be a guy like that.
Yeah, sure. And you could be Swedish.
I am if Larry Grover here, because he's dyslexia.
You're nuts.
All right. Neither buddy is Swedish, okay?
Way to butcher the grammar.
Okay. Neither, buddy. All right, so one of the stories is about Tiger Woods, and the other story is the resumption, or will there be a resumption, of the NBA season, because it ain't looking good. And again, you have to separate the people and the quality of the people from your enjoyment of the sport. I like basketball. I like professional basketball. I love to watch it. I happen to have in my hometown a team that's pretty good. You know, occasionally they're pretty good, the Lakers. So I got into basketball because there's nothing like getting you into a sport if you've got a hometown team that's good at it, right? I mean, I imagine if the Lakers sucked, then I probably wouldn't care about basketball. That's just kind of the kind of guy I am. But this story here, there may not be a basketball season the way things are going. One of the owners described the talks as headed straight for disaster. And that makes me feel bad, not good, you know, because I may not like the owners. I may not like some of the players. I may think they're all a bunch of douchebags and should all just ride off to hell in the same handcart. But when it comes to the game, I like watching the damn game and I want to see it. And I don't want there to be a strike that's going to wipe any more of the season out than it's already been wiped out. All right. Having said all of that, on the line with us from Santa Monica, we have Margaret Gray, because we did want to get that. Now, is that David Hulls? You better get him to hang that up.
Yeah.
Because that's his car. His car is still going up. Got Margaret Gray on the line in Santa Monica tonight. Pursuant to the Herman Cain campaign, Margaret, I know you have a slightly different opinion, and I know as a woman it's an unusual opinion. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing very well, Phil. Thank you for having me back on your program, and thank you very much for many, many years of our professional association. I've had a wonderful time with it, and I did have today a wonderful conversation with a number of supporters of Herman Cain. I am not a supporter of his, but I do not find fault with the man. I think that a lot of men, Phil, are taken to task far too often for just being men. I understand men because I'm a woman who obviously I've been married for many years, and I have a son, and I like men. I don't look for men to make mistakes. I'm not looking for men to disappoint me. I think a lot of women go through life looking for men to foul up. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I do.
So that's not what I do. That's not what Margaret Gray does. I don't do that. I don't go there. I don't play that. All right? What I do is I take people on a case-by-case basis. I'm married to a wonderful man, Frank Gray. Frank has his problems, like we all do, but he's provided us with a very good living. He's a good father. And I love him very much.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And I'm going to sing a song, Phil, because as I heard of the problems that Herman Cain was having, I sat down at the piano last night, and Frank doesn't like it when I do this, but I was just tinkling out some things.
Tinkling out, I'll bet.
Oh, grow up, Frank. And
okay, I get it.
Yeah, but I was hitting the ivories last night, and I was thinking, Herman Cain, Herman Cain, Herman, 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 Herman. Oh, yeah, I thought of Herman's Hermit. And then I thought of this. Now, I don't have the piano with me here. Frank, you're going to do the second chorus. I'll do the first. You do the second chorus. You come in on 1, 2, 3, and 1, 2, 3, 1, 2. Got it?
I got it.
All right, so this is the song, Phil, that we've written for Herman Cain. 1, 2, 1, 2, 3. Phil, hold on, Phil. Would you put your drink down, Frank?
Oh, you want me now?
Yes, I'm going to sing the song now.
She's singing it now, Frank.
He can't hear you, Phil. He doesn't have a... All right, put the drink down.
I can sing with the drink, but listen, I've lived my whole life. No one tells me to put a drink down.
All right, Frank, right. Here we go. 1, 2, and a 1, 2, 3. Woke up this morning feeling fine. That's right. There's something special on my mind.
Last night I woke up with something in my slacks.
God, I hate you.
Oh, I'm having a good time.
Wait a minute. I don't get it.
Hold on. Are you going to grow up?
Yes.
Okay, you know, we don't have a lot of time here.
I was just having some.
1, 2, 1, 2, 3. Woke up this morning feeling fine.
I looked down and saw something in my pants.
You know something?
Well, obviously you guys are not ready to go, huh?
You know, I listened last hour to that woman and her son, and I heard the problem that she was giving her son, and I thought, my God, can you imagine people with so little discipline? Little did I know that within minutes I was going to be on your program acting like the same kind of ass.
That's real nice language.
Well, Frank, wear it. It fits.
All right, come on. What's the name of the song?
What's the name of the song? I'm Into Something Good.
Oh, that's right. It's Herman's Hermits.
Herman's Hermits. All right. What, if you say something about your pants?
I'm having a cocktail.
Well, maybe that's the problem, Frank.
All right, this show gets bogged down in these side conversations. You have a song you want to sing for Herman Cain. I get it. It's a Herman's Hermits song. That's very cute. Okay.
Well, don't belch your way.
I heard that, Bill. You're like, you got a song for Herb, Herman Cain, Herb.
You're belching your way through your comments to me, Phil. I don't think that's respectful.
I apologize. I wasn't belching. I was simply, you know.
No, you were simply belching. All right, here we go. 1, 2, and a 1, 2, 3, and a 1, 2, 2, 2. 2, 3. Woke up this morning feeling fine. There's something special
in my slacks.
All right, Phil, we're going to have to call you back.
Yeah, you do. You call me back, okay?
Something special in slacks, all right. You probably got a joy buzzer.
I probably play his pocket pool.
Well, whatever the problem is, they obviously, he's drunk. That's the problem.
Yeah, that's his excuse. What was wrong with a lady last hour?
That family, that Grover family, is just mentally, they're not going too good. But, obviously, he's drunk, and, the song is I'm Into Something Good. Is that the song? Well, you guys don't know. You're too young. All right. Anyway, welcome back. So what we're going to do is talk about Tiger Woods. And this is a comment that I think is unfortunate. But be that as it may, if this cat's a good caddy, I'd hire his ass, you know. So we're going to get on the line here, Pastor William Rennick. And I don't really know if we have enough time before we go to the break. We'll get Pastor William Rennick here on the phone, though. And what we will try to do is just get some preliminary comments from him about this. Pastor Rennick, how are you?
I'm doing very well, Phil, and thank you very much.
Hey, Pastor Rennick, and
this is about the Tiger Woods case. I had read the story this morning, and I know what you're talking about. And by the way, I thought that was a very nice song. I'm Into Something Good. I think that man, Frank, is a very funny man, you know?
Well, you should call him up and tell him that.
Well, I think that lady was taking that too serious. You know, we all need to laugh. And
well, it's kind of cute, you know.
I woke up this morning feeling fine. There's something special in my pants. I thought that was very, very funny. And you know something, Phil? I'm a Christian preacher. And some people might think that, well, that is inappropriate of me to say that. You know, to find humor in something like that.
Right.
That is not what God intended. That is not what God wants. God wants us to laugh at life. God wants us, you know,
There is a philosopher by the name of Voltaire. Voltaire was part of the French Age of Enlightenment, and Voltaire said that God is a comedian playing to an audience that's afraid to laugh.
And I didn't know that you read Voltaire.
I did not read Voltaire. That was something that George Burns said in Oh God. If you saw, did you see Oh God?
And I saw, yes, I saw Oh God.
That was what George Burns said, that Voltaire said. I'd love to be able to say I read Voltaire, but I don't read Voltaire. I don't have time to read Voltaire. I read the Bible. And that is my book. What happened here with Tiger Woods? You got me saying.
You think Tiger Williams, too. Maybe you like hockey better.
Who's that? Is that Bud Dickman?
Yes, it is. It's Bud Dickman.
But let me tell you something, man. Keep your peace, and I'll talk to you in a minute, okay?
I'm just saying you call him Tiger Williams.
I know I called him Tiger Williams. I apologize for calling him Tiger Williams. I will not call him Tiger Williams again. All right, now, Phil.
All right, hold on. We're going to take a break here. Pastor William Renick, okay, sir?
Yeah, very good.
Pastor William Renick with us to talk with us about Tiger Woods and his caddy, who's named Williams. And that's how we're getting Steve Williams. And what was said and what wasn't said, and we'll get into it with Pastor William Renick when we come back. This is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Hendry Show.
Hey, welcome back here to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. So we're into a story here with Pastor William Renick in Bellflower. Pastor Renick is with Joyful Union Congregation, and this is the story of Steve Williams, the caddy of Tiger Williams. Tiger Woods! Sorry, God.
God, man! I'm going to pull a plug on you. You're out there, everything like that, too.
Hold on for a minute, Bill. I want to see some. Dickman! Dickman!
Yeah?
This is Pastor Renick. Why don't you just take it easy? Mr. Henry is doing the very best he can.
Yeah, but that's about the 54th time that he's done it.
What do you mean the 55th or 54th time?
Never mind what Mr. Henry's done. You work for Mr. Henry, not the other way around, you know. You work for Mr. Henry. Now, Mr. Henry wants to, you know, he is getting familiar with the story. I think we constantly criticize each other. That's not good. You understand?
Look, this ain't Sunday. I don't need a sermon, okay?
Well, you know, if you were in front of me right now, I'd have no choice but to take you down. I'd have no choice but to take you down.
This ain't Sunday. I don't need a sermon.
Hey, man, what you watching, man? You talking to a man of God and all that.
Yeah.
Shut up, bud. You're being disrespectful. You understand?
This ain't Sunday. I don't need a... Ow.
This ain't Sunday.
That's all right, Bill. I understand. He's a... What we call is, you know what God calls these people? Douchebags. I'm kidding.
Well, you know, I'll tell you something, Pastor. As I've said before, we got a lot of people that call the show after you've been on to say, that guy's really got a foul mouth on him for a pastor.
Well, and I'll say it to you again, as I've said to you before. I'll say it to you again. I glory in God. I glory in God. And I glory in the name of God. I don't worry about what other people say about me. I care about what our Lord and Master, Jesus Christ, thinks of me. And I'm trying to do the very best I can. Now, let's talk. You brought me on the show to talk about this story.
Right. This is the Tiger Woods story. Let me read a little bit of this. And just bear with me here for just a moment, Pastor, because I want to read a bit of the story to you.
What are you looking for?
Bud, you don't have to yell everything, okay?
Okay, Bud, we can find out.
What?
Better day.
What is he saying, man?
Bud, I don't know if you can find your glasses.
I got my glasses. They're right here.
Ballet!
Shut up, man. God.
Are you hard of hearing, boy?
What do you mean?
Are you hard of hearing?
I'm not hard of hearing. I just want to make sure Mr. Henry know.
But you sound like, you know something, if I didn't know who you were, and if I didn't know this so-called, comedy show or however, you sound almost like you've got some distant relationship to the lady that we call a Keller.
Talk about Helen Keller.
Hey, okay. Pardon me for one moment.
Everything that I've been hearing about...
Shut up, bud.
Otherwise, you're going to kick my ass?
Yes, otherwise I'm going to kick your ass. Exactly. Very good. Jeez, you got that right away, didn't you?
Well, I'm sometimes I'm good.
Yeah, you're pretty good. Sorry, Pastor Renick, had to put you on hold there. I just
I understand.
Tiger Woods, former caddy, caused another sensation, this time by using a racial slur to disparage his old boss during a caddy awards roast in Shanghai. Steve Williams received a mock award Friday night for celebration of the year for his TV interview after Adam Scott won the Bridgestone Invitational. That was the day Williams said it was, quote, the best win of his life, despite being on the bag with Woods for 13 years. At an awards party filled with banter, Williams said of his interview, it was my aim to shove it right back up that black blank hole. The line drew the biggest reaction at a party attended by several players, caddies, officials, and some media. There was a mixture of laughter and shock, with some players turning to each other with eyes widened and jaws agape. The provision of the party is that all comments are off the record, yet several caddies couldn't stop talking about it long after it was over. Approached early the next morning at breakfast, Williams was stunned to learn that British tabloids had gone with the story. Why would they do that, he said. The whole thing was meant to be fun. Hours later, Williams posted a comment on his website. He says, I apologize for comments I made last night at the annual Caddy Awards dinner in Shanghai. This was in Shanghai, China, I guess. Players and caddies look forward to this evening all year, and the spirit is always joking and having fun. I now realize how my comments could be construed as racist. However, I assure you, that was not my intent. I sincerely apologize to Tiger and anyone else that I offended. So, Pastor, what is your take?
You know, that was not supposed to be reported in the press. That was supposed to be off the record. That was a private party, and that was individual that was having fun.
And do you think it was racist?
I don't think it was racist. I don't think it was inappropriate. Look, people are going to say, and I know that Tiger Woods took that to be racist. I think that he probably took it to mean that Mr. Williams doesn't like him as a human being. He's not friends with him anymore. And maybe that, I don't know. But I've been at many, many different functions. And I've been at functions with white people. I've been at functions with Hispanic people. I've been at functions with Pacific, Asian Pacific people, Polynesian people. I've been at you understand what I'm saying? So I've been to a lot of...
You've been around a lot of different people.
I've been around a lot of different people, exactly. And we have had a lot of good times and banter and so forth. I've called them all kinds of names. They call me all kinds of names. And we say this when there's nobody around that is going to report it in the media. Now, I'm not as famous as Tiger Woods. I'm not even as famous as Mr. Williams. But I do know that when we get together, especially in our pastoral meeting, or we have a convention, we had a Pentecostal convention of the different denominations, we're going to get together, we're going to say some things that are going to be misunderstood.
And now, I don't imagine people would expect that, though, at a religious convocation.
Well, I can tell you, Phil, that certainly we're respectful of people, and we don't, we never, ever disrespect God. We don't respect the Word. We do not disrespect the Bible, and we do not disrespect or mock Jesus Christ or God, God the Father, but we do loosen up, and we do, you know, we used to say back in the day, we used to loosen our girdle a little bit, you know, and have some fun. And I've been around all kinds of people. I've said all kinds of things about all kinds of people. And
well, this guy said, I'm going to shove that right back up his black, you know, blank hole. And maybe it's not racist, but it certainly is an extremely offensive thing to say about a former employer and friend I don't know, public personalities being what they are, right?
Well, no, you know, public personality. When he said, I'm going to shove it right back up that black, that's just him having fun. I remember I was at we were at a religious a prayer breakfast for one of our deacons that had died. He passed on. And I had all kinds. We had Chinese. We had African. We had Middle Eastern, all kinds of people. And I was making all kinds of camel jokes. You know, what do you call camel jockey joke? You know that. And
all right, well, I don't want to hear the jokes, okay?
No, I'm not going to tell you the joke, but I was having a ball, and I was, and nobody, I'm telling you, everybody left the meeting and left the prayer breath. We were good friends, and I was saying blankety blank, and all those jokes about why the Chinese can't fly airplanes. I used to do those. And
so you were engaged in full-on racist jokes? I don't see how that's appropriate at all.
It was not, Bill, it was not intended. No, they're not racist. Phil, when you act in love, when you act in faith and in love, love is all that you're going to communicate. I was acting in love. You understand what I'm saying?
All right, I sort of do. We're going to be back here with Pastor William Renick in a moment. As we talk about Tiger Williams, Tiger Woods.
That does it. I quit.
Good. Tiger Woods and his caddy Steve Williams, the Phil Henry Show.
Now you're starting to piss me off.
Phil Henry.
Welcome back here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show, 877-876-PHIL, and let's get the Phil TV and HD cranking. There it is. And we are on the line with Pastor William Renick from Joyful Union Congregation. We are going to have, we're going to bring on Reverend Olindo from the Pentecostal Chapel in Mexico City to join us, Pastor Renick, because I know that you know him.
I know him very well. As a matter of fact, we were guests of his family. He and his wife, we were down there for the Latin American convocation. And so I know him very well, yes.
All right. Well, we're going to have him on here in a moment to talk a little bit about this idea of racial insensitivity as we continue with the story of Tiger Woods and his caddy, Steve Williams. Now, Steve Williams may have a problem with Tiger Woods. I can understand that these are things we don't know much about, you know.
Well, Phil, I think you hit it right on the head. We don't know the working relationship of this man with Tiger Woods. We don't know what happened or how it happened or why it happened. You know, why, for instance, I don't know, and I don't need to know why these two men split up professionally, you know.
Right.
All I know, and I feel the very same way that you do, I just want to see this man play the game of golf because it's an enjoyable thing to watch when Tiger Woods plays the game of golf.
All right, I'm going to get on the line here. This is Reverend Olindo from... is it Oscar, correct, sir?
Oscar Olindo, yeah.
And Reverend Olindo, you know Pastor Renick?
How are you, William? It's been a long time to see you.
I'm very, very grateful you're on the program tonight. I love very much your church and your family. And thank you for hosting us last Christmas. I enjoyed that very, very much. It's our pleasure to them.
Now, Reverend, you met Pastor Renick, and you had some experiences with him that you'd like to share.
William, you know that I love you.
I love you too.
And when I pick you up from the airport, you know that you met this Taco Bell. You know, where's Taco Bell?
Yes, I did. I said, where's the Taco Bell? Yeah.
And you said that a lot, you know.
But I didn't mean any offense by that.
I know that you did not mean, but you said that a lot. And I brought you to my home. And my wife had cooked all day to make a meal.
My wife, I can tell you that my wife, Clara, enjoyed it very much. I did too.
I appreciate that. But you said, when you sat down, you said, did you send out to Taco Bell?
Yeah, I did. I was making a joke. Maybe I made it too many times.
Too many times. That was at least 100 times you said, Taco Bell, Taco Bell. Then you come to my home, you said to my wife, Taco Bell, you know.
Clara,
I want to say I understand what you're saying, Reverend. This is Clara Bingham, Reverend Pastor Renick's wife. Yes, I'm so happy to meet you. Thank you very much. And I know what you're saying. I told Pastor Renick to stop.
Whoa, hold on.
I told the pastor to stop. He would not stop. It was embarrassing to me, too, to hear him talk at Taco Bell and all this. Well, all you do is said, did you send out for the Taco Bell? You know.
I said, did you send out for Taco Bell? That's the last time I said Taco Bell.
No, then you said Del Taco, and then you said...
Oh, yeah, wait, so what are we talking about here? Pastor Renick offended you?
Pastor Renick did not offend me, but he was used as a joke, you know, too much with a taco. And this can be insensitive, you know.
You didn't tell... No, hold on. Clara, you did not say anything to me. I said I stopped doing Taco Bell. And I even said I wouldn't even eat at Taco Bell anymore if it offended you.
I didn't need you to say that.
But then I said Del Taco.
It's the same thing.
No, it's a different... Why is that the same thing?
Wait a minute. You stopped saying Taco Bell and then you started in with Del Taco.
It's a different restaurant.
It doesn't make any difference.
It doesn't make any difference if you're to mock my culture, you know. And then you said the joke about drinking from a dirty faucet.
Yeah, it'll teach you what a you know what is for. Okay, I get it. So, in other words, I can't...
Reverend Lindo, this is Clara Bingham. I am very sorry. I enjoyed my stay at your home very much, and I hope you do invite us back, but I will understand if you cannot. Given the behavior of Pastor Rennick, a great many people love him. He is a very good man, I can tell you, but I also know that he is so full of ego.
I'm not full of ego!
Shut your mouth. He is so full of ego that he offends people sometimes. Yes, Miss Bingham, you are. Do not have to apologize. I love William Rennick. He's a good man.
You don't love me?
I do. I love you very much. But you taco this and taco that. Oh, man, get another line.
You don't love me at all.
I'm very embarrassed.
Okay, Reverend Olindo, thank you. It's Phil Henry. Thank you for joining us, sir.
Very much my pleasure.
Thank you. Reverend Olindo is calling us from Mexico City this evening, and there you have it. It's not funny. And
I went with my big finish. I guess I can't do the big finish.
You can do anything you want.
I had a big finish, Bill. You know, because Bill, forget it. I'll just play it.
What is that?
You hear that? Turn it up, will you? Benny, turn it up. Yeah. You hear that? That's what I was going to lay on him, and then he hangs the phone up. Turn it off, man. Turn it off. It's depressing. Now it's depressing. Turn it off. It bothers me.
You were going to play a bunch of that ranchero music, huh?
I thought it was funny. Sue me. Sue her.
Well, it's a lesson in insensitivity that we all need to sometimes learn, you know.
Yeah, Bill, I think you're a great guy, but sometimes you are so square, and you sound like a real bore. And
you know what? All I'm saying is, if you just what he said. The Taco Bell gag was probably funny once, but he said all afternoon you're laying Taco Bell on him. And then,
the funniest one was when I said his wife sat down. Can I say something to you? Because I was being very, very kind to him. His wife laid a meal in front of us. I wouldn't feed it to a dog.
And it's terrible that you say that, William.
I know it's true. You know it's true.
You know what? If that's the case, then you be polite and you say thank you so much and you do what you can in eating it.
I wouldn't feed it to a mangy dog what she laid in front of me. And so when I said what I said. But
you said, hey, just send out for Taco Bell?
Yeah. I thought it was funny.
I want to jump. Phil, I had the meal that they. It was delicious. It was a Yucatan seafood.
What did we call it?
It was Yucatan seafood.
What is that? Yucatan seafood.
It's a part of Mexico, you fool. That's where they eat seafood. You know?
Yeah, it's the Yucatan Peninsula. They make delicious shrimp.
Oh, they do, huh? Well, you know what? You should have come down and eaten my meal. I ain't going to meet that mess. They got some kind of fish. I didn't like it at all.
Because you don't like fish. That's your problem.
Boy, Yucatan seafood? Are you nuts? Man.
Oh, I'm nuts. I'm nuts. I would rather, any day of the week, I'd rather sit down in a Taco Bell and smell like a diaper.
Now, wait a minute.
No, you wait a minute. I've heard just about as much as I'm going to hear. But Clara, you hold your tongue. That is your husband speaking now. Oh, I'm going to have to quote Corinthians to you. Now, Phil, I'm going to tell you something. I was very polite to that man, and I went into his home, and I ate the meal that his wife put in front of me. All I said was, I made that joke. But I'm telling you right now, I'd rather eat at a Taco Bell that smelled like the inside of a newborn baby's diaper than have to go back to that man's house and eat that woman's cooking.
That's very kind of you to say. You know, he could be listening right now.
He's in Mexico City, you idiot.
Have you ever heard of the Internet?
Uh-oh. That's what I tried to tell him, Phil. He wouldn't believe me at all.
I know the Internet. I didn't think of it.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Oh, man. I try to tell you, William, you know best, though, don't you?
Oh, I'm in trouble now. I got to meet with this guy next week trying to get a foot on.
You know best, don't you, you big mouth?
Look, Clara, you need to call him up and make it right.
I'm not calling nobody up to you, fool. You're going to have to do the same thing yourself.
You better just, you know, dig yourself out of your own problems here, okay?
Look at Phil, you know, I love you. Don't get between a man and his wife. I'm talking to my wife right now, okay?
You're on my show.
You're on a Phil Henry show.
That's the first mistake I made. Second mistake is
Yeah, the second mistake was you with that whole, I would rather eat at a Taco Bell. It smelled like the inside of a newborn baby's diaper.
Who said that?
You did.
I never said that. You did? I stood here. I heard you say that.
Yes, you did. Yes, you did.
Man, I'm in deep, excuse the phrase, I'm in deep doo-doo.
You sure are.
You're in deep baby doo-doo, man. All right, well, good luck.
What's that mean, good luck? You throw me off the show?
I'm throwing, yeah, get out of here, man. Get out of here, good luck.
Why, you lousy Judas. You know, when Jesus...
You did, what's going to happen?
He's going to have to make it right with the guy. You know, you can't just rip into a cat like that. You know, he's talking about the guy's wife's cooking is lousy. He wouldn't put it in front of a, he wouldn't, he'd rather eat it at a Taco Bell. It smells like the inside of a diaper. Well, I don't know what that's about. But,
you know, well, you said that one time. You and a Taco Bell smell like a diaper.
Yeah, didn't you say something about a loaded diaper?
A loaded diaper, what?
You said going to Taco Bell. You went to Taco Bell one time? Smelled just like a loaded up diaper.
Oh, I did not say that.
Yeah, you did, man. I swear to God, you did.
You're losing your memory just like a Pastor Numbnut or whatever his name is.
His name's Rennick. Get the name right. I don't remember. If I did, I did. But, you know, that guy, you know, he always puts his foot in his mouth. And some of these people, man, they try to make you comfortable. They try to be your friend. They try to, you know, the old, when in Rome. And here comes Pastor Rennick. He lands on the plane. He's in Mexico City. He's with his Mexican guests. And right off the bat with a Taco Bell gags, I don't understand how he thinks that's going to endear him to anybody. That's the way some people are, you know?
But yeah, but isn't that what you're supposed to do?
No, that's not what you're supposed to do, bud. You don't just go ham-fisted into a situation and go, hey, look at this, all my Mexican friends, where's the Taco Bell? Ha, 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 ha. You got to learn a little social skill, man. What do I talk about here? I talk about you got to, when in Rome, you know, you got to really speak like the Romans. You can't just pretend like you know. So now what happened? The guy's on my show. He's running his yap about the guy's wife's cooking. And now he's got to meet this guy next month for a meeting, and he's just ripped into this guy.
Yeah, but you guys in Mexico City and stuff.
Yeah, he said he's down in Mexico Town.
Mexico Town? What's that?
The capital of Mexico.
Mexico City, not Mexico Town.
Oh.
But the internet, brother. The internet, World Wide Web. You can listen to our show all over the bloody world. In fact, we're going to give away a prize one of these nights. You remember how we used to give away a prize to the person that was calling us from the furthest away point? You remember that?
Yeah, one time a guy in India.
We used to get a caller from India when we gave away a prize. We'd give away a prize to the person who was, you know, checking in from the furthest off point. And we may do that again, just to give Pastor Rennick an education as to how far afield people can be when they're listening to a radio show. All right, we're going to come back here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. We have our News and Information Hour coming up. We've got the beautiful weekend officially starting in about, 15 minutes. Stick with us here, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Hendry Show. Listening to the world famous Phil Hendry Show.
Okay, welcome back here on the world famous Phil Hendry Show, and we have another hour to go. We have our News and Information Hour coming up with Bud and Robert. Although the way you guys have been going at it tonight, I may not let you, you know.
I didn't do nothing.
Well, you're but the big mouth. The thing that I've always said about you, Bud, is you just can't say something. You have to drool it. You know, you have to yell it or drool it.
Yeah, man. You're always drooling it.
Yeah, you're always giving it ebonics.
Hey, man.
All right, whoa. Why are you going to keep race baiting, bud? I'm going to let him beat your ass one of these nights.
Yeah, I bet you'd like to do that. Something different to it, though, instead of beat it.
Why, you lousy... Hold on. Come on. I'm not going to hold him back much longer. One of these nights, I'm going to let Robert go. He's going to kick your ass.
I didn't do anything.
Yeah, you did, man. Everything you're saying, racially charged.
Right. You sound like you're on Meet the Press or something.
Quit being a smartass. Quit being a smartass. All right. God, I just looked up at the TV for a minute. I thought I saw myself on the History Channel.
Boy, that's an ego.
That's true.
What an ego.
I saw a guy in a top hat, and I thought it was me. All right.
Yes, Mr. Lincoln.
So anyway, make a long story short, let's get rid of Pastor Rennick and the rest of those guys. The whole trip here with this guy, Steve Williams, is he made a crude comment, and it got back to Tiger Woods, and Tiger Woods said, that's really sad. I don't know what this guy Williams. Now, was it racist?
Nah.
What? Who cares? You know?
What do you mean?
Who cares if it was racist? Maybe it was. Maybe it wasn't. Maybe he's just an ass. So what if it was racist? I mean, the bottom line is this. This got nothing to do with race. Let me just tell you what the bottom line of this whole thing is. And this is why this guy's a freaking moron, if you want to get right down to it. It isn't that he's a racist. It isn't that he said black this or black that. This guy is disrespecting the most powerful man in professional golf. This guy, Tiger Woods, is the money on the PGA Tour. I don't care if he's not playing well. I don't care if he is playing well. It doesn't make any difference. You can't, if you want to keep your job, if you want to have a significant position, and you can't come out later as this guy. He sounds like the kind of moron that's going to do this. He's going to come out sometime in the future and say, I can't get nobody will hire me, and it's all because of Tiger Woods. All I said was, don't you understand how this game is played, you moron? You know, the guy is a caddy on the PGA Tour. That is a good job. You make a nice piece of change. You get 10%, I guess. I don't know what it is. I keep thinking of jockeys and trainers and horse racing. I think you get 10% of what the golfer wins. So if this guy's taking home $500,000, you just made yourself $50,000.
Are you kidding?
No, I'm not kidding.
That's not for carrying a bag around.
No, that's not just for carrying a bag around. Caddies do a lot more than carry bags around. A caddy, if he's a good caddy, and you can only be a good caddy if you're hired by one of these guys on the tour, he knows the course, he knows distances. You don't need a distance card. You don't have to figure out your club selection. You know, your caddy, if he's good, knows exactly the club you need. He knows exactly or within several yards of how far you are from the pin. He's checking the wind for you. He knows where the rough is. He knows how much room you have. He knows where the sand traps are. These are the kinds of guys that a good golfer, any golfer, would want to have with him. This is why caddies are very valuable. And this is why they make the kind of money that they make.
Like having a coach or something.
In a way, it's like having a coach. Not really a coach so much as it's a good guide, someone who is as familiar with that course as you would be, more familiar with the course as you would be as the golfer, or at least as familiar, and certainly knows things you may not know, can think of things that you may not be thinking of. You don't have to stand over your bag figuring out which kind of club. He's going to be there to tell you, use this club. I know you're strong with that club. This is what a caddy does. Now, Williams obviously was very good for Tiger Woods for many years. They had a falling out. I don't know why. I could care less. They had a falling out. It happens. Now the guy went on. He was working for this other guy. What's this guy's name, Robert?
Guy named Adam Scott.
Yeah, they won the Bridgestone.
Adam Scott. They won the Bridgestone. And he said that was the most, Williams said it was the most satisfying win of his life. And he said that on purpose to offend or insult Tiger Woods. That's what he said to the media. He said, I wanted to stick it up that black blankety blank. And I don't even care about that. I don't care what the guy said or what he didn't say. The point, what I care about is the point of this entire story. And it will always be the point. The point is that if you want to work and you want to work steady and you want to continue making your living on the PGA Tour as a caddy, then you don't say stuff like that because this guy, Tiger Woods, is the money. Whether you like him or not, it doesn't make any difference. Whether you like the fact that the guy was with 18 million different porn stars or not, doesn't matter.
That's pretty sad commentary. A guy gonna be with a porn star.
Yeah, sure, bud. Like, you care, huh?
Well.
Well, what?
Well, I mean, it's still not good.
It doesn't make any difference to you. Doesn't make any difference to me. And guess what? It doesn't make any difference to golf fans. All of that nonsense about Tiger Woods being with these chicks, that was all stuff started from the outside of the golfing world, from people who are not even golf fans. I'm telling you that right now. I'm not saying that's my opinion. I'm telling you that's exactly what it was. And then the golf fans started feeling sheepish and started feeling embarrassed. And, well, yeah, I guess you're right. Tiger Woods, they don't care. Tiger Woods will have to meet his maker someday, meaning his wife.
Yeah.
And, well, no, you know, Tiger Woods will have to come to terms with what he did in his life someday. He's going to have to talk to his kids. He's going to have to deal with it. Someday he will not be in the spotlight. Someday he'll be sitting in a rocking chair. He'll be looking at his trophies and he'll be thinking back on his life, and it ain't all going to be all that great. He's going to have to deal with that stuff. In the meantime, I watch the guy play golf. This guy Williams, if I were Tiger Woods and somebody asked me, well, I'd say the guy's a piece of crap. Did you hear what he said about me? I'd be very honest about it.
Yeah, but then people think you're trying to stick it to him.
No, what do you mean? You, of course.
Yeah, but you're Tiger Woods. You're going to hurt the guy.
This guy called him a name. Guy said that he was this and that. Said he was a black this and that. You going to recommend a guy like that? Hey, Tiger, seriously, what do you think of this guy, Williams? I know he said, I think he's a sack of crap. That's what I think of him. Well, is he a good caddy? No. No. That's what that guy deserves. That's what he's going to get. Nice going, Williams, you dumbass.
Yeah, you dumbass.
You didn't even... All right. We'll be back with our News and Information Hour coming up here Saturday, just ahead on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry.